the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Angus Ketchot. I'm here with Darren Dodds for another episode of the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. We're in here with another one of our platinum sponsors for the 2019 Row Crop Short Course. We got Chris McClain with Corteva here. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
We're really glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've probably been with Corteva for a little while. It's the first time I've had an opportunity to meet you. It's been good. Where are you from?
So I'm from South Carolina originally. I've been in the retail ag business for 24 years. Decided to join Corteva in August of this year, and that was a very good move for me. Moving to Olive Branch, Mississippi, going to cover the Mid-South for Corteva as a market development specialist, and looking to help grow the crop protection business for Corteva.
Well, fantastic. We're really glad to have another folks in Mississippi. That's awesome.
Yeah, Chris, man, it's glad to be here. And, you know, I guess glad to have you as part of our team, if you will, and, you know, going to be in Mississippi. So I guess tell me a little bit, or tell our listeners a little about what attracted yourself and Corteva to come and help us out here at the Row Crop Short Course this year.
I was alluded to the short course with my territory managers. They feel like this is the best training session that they go to each year, and I was invited to be with them, and that's one thing that attracted me to Corteva is the people. This is a people business, and I truly have enjoyed this short course. It's been great educational.
That's funny you say that, because on a lot of these podcasts, one of the things that's been sort of a common denominator that we've talked about a lot is the fact that it's a people business, and the fact that, you know, we got a lot of competitors here at this Row Crop Short Course that are on the turn row competing with each other. But when we get together at this event, I mean, everybody's having a good time talking, shaking hands, and it kind of leaves at that point, and everybody's just a big ag family, you know, ag being the common denominator there.
Yeah, that's for sure. But, you know, so you mentioned you're with Corteva, and you know, Corteva, I guess, is a fairly new name, if you will. We've got a family of brands underneath of, and we've had some other folks kind of talk about, you know, what Corteva was born at. But y'all got a pretty diverse product package. Why don't you just take a minute or two and just maybe expand upon some of the different products and services that you may have to offer to some of our growers?
So, yeah, Corteva as a whole has a merger between DuPont Crop Protection and Dow AgroSciences. So their robust portfolios have been brought into the Corteva legacy now, and that closed in June of this year, 2019, officially Corteva. And extremely robust portfolio, robust pipeline coming from research and development. So we look forward to positioning our products with our growers to help them be successful.
Yeah, so y'all have a more or less, with this merger, a full lineup of traits, Kim, you know, you name it. Is there anything particular, some points that you were wanting to get across to the audience today?
Well, I think a few things that our territory managers are focused on, and myself, as we're trying to help our growers be successful this fall, would be our burn down program with Leadoff and Elevore. Leadoff being old standby that was a DuPont product, but now under the Corteva name. Excellent winter grass and weed control as a pre-emerge. It can go right behind corn on the press wheel if we need to. 30 days in front of beans and cotton. Elevore is a new auxin burn down product. It's very good on mare's tail, large mare's tail, 6-8 inch weeds, and then hard to kill henbit. That's our target pest. Low use rate, 1 ounce, very good product. 14 days in front of beans, 30 days in front of cotton. Key to this product is using an MSO with it. If you got a tank mix partner you want to put with it, some of the D products will work well.
You know, when you mentioned some of those products, one of the things that comes to my mind, for those that know me, you know, I've been a cotton guy for a long time, but I grew up in corn country in Illinois, and with you being, I guess, relatively new to our area, one of the big problems that our corn guys fight with respect to weeds is glyphosate-resistant annual ryegrass, particularly in the south end of the Mississippi Delta. You know, just we plant our corn in such a time frame that ryegrass is really competitive, can choke it out, really cause you tremendous yield losses because of that. And one of the things that we went to on some acres is moving to a fall-applied herbicide to try to manage some of that annual ryegrass. So maybe expand upon that a little bit, and in those areas where it's appropriate to manage those resistant species, maybe some of what you have to offer.
Yeah, and leadoff fits that well. Some of our guys have been adding some S-Moc with that, some S-Metolachlor, and getting 100-plus days of control. So going out early in the fall with this product will give them some good control of that hard-to-kill glyphosate-tolerant and some of the dimmer-tolerant ryegrass that's out there.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things with ryegrass, I think any of our growers or even, you know, our weed scientists, Jason Bond or Dan Reynolds or any of those guys, you know, I think they would tell you if that ryegrass gets away from you and gets into the springtime, single application of anything is not going to take it out. You're starting to talk two applications, and I'm certainly not a mathematician by any means. Angus can tell you that, but I can tell you what I do know. You start talking two applications and all those products, what I start seeing happening is money being spent and yield being lost. In this farm economy, we need to minimize the money spent and maximize our yields. And that may just be some areas where some of the fall applied stuff may minimize some of that competition.
Absolutely. It's good insurance for that grower.
So you've mentioned some of your herbicides. I'm pretty familiar with both companies that came together. What about in the fungicide area or even the insecticide area?
So our premium fungicide offering would be Approach Prima. That one is very good. Just got a peanut label in 2018. So that product is one that we will focus and lean on. Two mode of action, preventative, curative, long residual. It's labeled for corn, cereals, peanuts, again, soybeans. Excellent. Use rate, 6.8 ounces.
And on your insecticides, what are
Focus insecticides would be, Transform and cotton.
Yep.
And then most all you're familiar with that one, low use rate. Very mm-hmm. good on tarnished plant bug. Some of the aphids as well. And then Intrepid Edge, insecticide with two modes of action. Very good knockdown, very long residual. Corn, cotton, soybeans, and peanuts. Use rate, 6 to 8 ounces.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, too, you're well aware of that's just come into play here recently with the Intrepid Edge is the label for actually on thrips and cotton. That's been a choice that a lot of people's made where they're not interested in flare and spider mite, so that's a really good thing. So also, you know, your trait lineup with the Enlist.
Going to Enlist, 2,4-D choline technology, that molecule was inherently less volatile than the old formulations of 2,4-D amine and ester that we've been accustomed to in our careers. But it's also a product that we've got, new traits in soybeans, E3 beans, where they're tolerant to glyphosate, glufosinate, and that 2,4-D choline molecule. So it's a great to weed solution for our growers. I think it'll be widely adopted in some of the rice areas of Mid-South.
Pretty impressive, you know, or diverse group of products, whether it be insecticides, herbicides, fungicides. It sounds like y'all have the complete package with all those products and even moving into the seeds and traits. So I guess what are a couple of things you maybe like to leave our listeners with just with respect to Corteva and some of the products or even some of the services that y'all may offer?
So a couple things I would like to mention. Under our umbrella at Corteva is crop protection, which I am focused on, Phygen, cottonseed, pioneer corn, and umbrella of those, and then our True Choice financing solutions for those growers. That True Choice financing program will allow a grower to get 0% financing if they sign up by December 13th. So that's the sensitive time date, December 13th. All they have to do is purchase $7,500 worth of product, and it can fall under any of those umbrellas, and they'll qualify for 0% financing for 2020 crop year.
Excellent. Look, I tell you on behalf of myself, I know I speak for Angus. Angus and I have been a team here for a really long time and been doing the short course for a really long time. For folks that have been here, you know we don't cut any corners and we spend a bunch of money to do this right, and our folks attend for free of charge, essentially. The way we do that is folks like Corteva helping us out. So I guess I want to tell you thank you very much for that. We don't do it like we do without the help that we get from everybody in the industry, Corteva being a big part of that.
Yeah, and fantastic. And like I said, it's been great to get the opportunity throughout the course of this short course to meet new people like yourself, and glad to have you in Mississippi. I hope I'll be seeing a lot more of you. With that, I guess that concludes another episode of Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.